Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. So grateful that you're along for the ride. You want to connect with us, you can do that using Twitter. We are on Twitter. We monitor Insight on Business on Twitter before, during, and after each broadcast. To reach us, it's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. With us on our newsmaker line is Diane Ramsey. Diane is the executive director of the Iowa Women's Leadership Council. The IWLC was started way back in 2007 to deal with connection and business issues facing women in eastern Iowa. Today, the IWLC serves the entire state of Iowa, and we've got Diane. She is, I think you're in Sioux City, aren't you, Diane?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Yeah, welcome to the News Hour. So grateful that you could spend some time with us today. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
So let's talk a little bit about the history of the IWLC. How did all this get started, and what's been the growth trajectory over the past several years?
Well, our organization started in, 2006. We had a couple of women in eastern Iowa who saw the need to have opportunities for women to develop their leadership skills. And, you know, they got about 30 women together and said, hey, could we develop some kind of a conference? And their goal was to have 250 women at the conference. First event, we had 450 and a waiting list of 150. Flash, you know, forward, today we've held 11 events, and we've had over 9,000 men and women attending our events that we've held in both eastern Iowa and central Iowa. And starting in 2015, we expect to host conferences in Dubuque and Sioux City, as well as the two that we do annually in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City and Des Moines.
Yeah, I think, you know, and this is so necessary because we have for years, Diane, been harping, and you know this as well, on the American Express Open Study that places Iowa's support of women-owned businesses dead last in the nation. And right. It's not only sad for Iowa, but it's also a problem of gigantic proportions for our state, and doesn't send a very good message. So with regard to that issue alone, what's the IWLC doing to help shift that number a little bit?
Well, we are we're hosting a fundraiser on September 18th, and it will be in Cedar Rapids at the Paramount Theater. But we are partnering with another nonprofit organization that actually started as a result of one of our conferences in 2012, when we first released the She Matters report, along with 15 other women's organizations in the state of Iowa, that really highlighted Iowa's dead last spot regarding women-owned businesses. And this is an event that, if you guys, any of you out there watch Shark Tank, is our version, and we're calling it Invest in She, where we are going to highlight women entrepreneurs and have investors who are successful business, either owners or operators, that will serve as our experts and make the investment in helping these women with both their resources, their financial resources, and their leadership and operational know-how to bring their businesses to the next level. So we're really excited about it because our partners, Ascent, did a statewide casting, if you want to call it, asking for women who own businesses to submit their concepts and their business. You know, a lot of them are going businesses via video, and to say that we'd like to, you know, pitch our business to these proven talents. And we're excited because this is the first time it's been done in our state for women only. And, you know, you talked about the position of Iowa and its state being dead last. And you know, there's question about how far we are, but what we do know is we could be better as a state. We could have more women-owned businesses. And for every business that started, whether they are supporting a family or they are creating jobs within their community, it all helps our economy. And that's what it's all about. I mean, IWLC is all about taking and improving the economy of the state, because all the research shows that if you improve the lot of a woman by, you know, she increases her job skills, she, you know, gets a better job, or she, you know, gets promoted within her company, her family benefits, the company benefits, and the local community benefits.
Absolutely. Diane Ramsey is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the executive director of the Iowa Women's Leadership Council. So this is a Shark Tank moment that you're doing, so to speak, and individuals have gone ahead and submitted through. And by the way, we had Lydia on the News Hour not too very long ago talking about her work. And so they're going to be judged by these investors. And then there's some prize money involved in this, isn't there?
Absolutely. So each of the investors has made a commitment of investing up to $5,000. So an individual could, you know, get all of that or a portion of it from one investor or more. So the plan is to have 3 to 4 investors during each panel. We're going to have 2 panels and a total of 6 women who can get this this financial commitment and advice. And some of our investors are would like to look at situations where they could also get an equity position. That is up to those individuals and our entrepreneurs to match up after the event. But we're pretty excited because we think that we've got some people who, well, Steve Gray, who is has Gray Investments, and Bruce Learman, who is also one of the founders of Involta, which is a data company here headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Heidi Parkhurst, who is one of the IWLC board members and a regional vice president with Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, as well as Dawn Anger, who is the president of Genova Technologies. So we've got some interesting proven entrepreneurs who are very excited about supporting our women.
And this event is taking place next month, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's September 18th.
Yep.
And
it now
is, we're calling it edutainment, if you want to call it. I mean, it's an opportunity for people to get out to hear the opinions of these business leaders, as well as see our women make their pitches, and have some fun. So we'll have a reception and then the program itself.
Got it.
So September 18th from 6 to 9 p.m.
And now, are all the submissions closed at this point?
No, they can submit. Businesses, women business owners can submit up until Friday of this week.
Okay.
So there's still time.
So if there's a business out there, a female-owned business, and they would like to take part in this effort, we can direct them to your website, I'm sure.
And, to our website or ascentiowa.org.
And that's where they can...
Or iwlcleads.org.
Very good. Also, it's not too early to talk about it. In several weeks, you've got a conference coming to the Des Moines metro area.
As a matter of fact, we do. We have our fall, our fourth annual fall leadership conference in Des Moines called Leadership Empowered. Although it is October 14th, I am telling people that they need to sign up immediately.
Well, I think, yeah, as a matter of fact, you just opened up registrations, I think on the 28th or something like that of July.
We opened up registrations on July 28th, and as of this morning, we were at 660
Bam.
Reservations
wow.
out of 800. So I think we're going to be sold out by the 1st of September.
I'm
so
sure.
If anyone wants to attend, again, go to our website. And another thing that IWLC does and we're really very excited about is we have a student track. So the student track is geared towards undergraduate college students. It's a half day that is held the same day as the conference, $55 a student. And the great thing of that is we have the same caliber speakers, some of the same speakers talking specifically to the students on their own, and then afterwards we have a joint networking reception for all of our attendees to participate together so that both the students and potential mentors for them can get together and experience the day and really start talking about what they learned and shared. So it's a really great opportunity for young women to experience what we are really excited about in terms of leadership development and networking.
All right. And that's all coming up with your group and in Altoona, and that's coming up in October. We've got the fundraiser in September, all kinds of things going on. And hopefully, through your efforts and through Lydia's efforts and efforts of many of us concerned with this last place showing with regard to women-owned businesses here in Iowa, we can all band together and do something in the positive to make that needle move a bit. Thank you so much for having been with us.
It is my pleasure, and thank you again. I am confident that with all of the work that, our groups are doing collectively, that we're going to see some positive changes and growth in the state. And, thanks for your support as well.
Absolutely. Diane Ramsey, ladies and gentlemen, she is the executive director of the Iowa Women's Leadership Conference. Thank you again very much, Diane, for being with us. We're going to take a quick break, move aside for the Wall Street Journal report. We've also got the stocks of local interest, all that ahead of the agribusiness report, the commodity numbers, and Desmond Adams coming in yet this half hour. Welcome back. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.